This summer's Carlton Complex wildfire was the largest in Washington history. Scores of firefighters battled the inferno in north-central Washington. Among them, prison inmates assigned to the Department of Natural Resources. Those inmate crews were honored Thursday at a ceremony at Cedar Creek Corrections Center. Correspondent Austin Jenkins has the story of one crew's harrowing escape from the fire.
William Chris didn't need his fire shelter this summer, but he and his fellow inmate firefighters had an extremely close call on the Carlton Complex fire.
It was really scary, probably the scariest moment I've had in my life.
A backburn they were working to contain blew back over them when the wind shifted. Inmate firefighter Christopher Hinderman was there that day too. He describes a 300-foot whirl of fire.
All of us ran down the hill. A couple of the guys were right in the flames.
Everyone escaped unharmed, but just barely.
It was really extreme. It was dangerous. Probably something I'll never forget.
This 10-man crew is one of 29 inmate firefighting crews in Washington. All of them were deployed to fires this summer. Some went on multiple deployments. They worked alongside professional firefighters for 50 cents an hour. Other inmate crews cooked tens of thousands of meals on the fire lines. State Lands Commissioner Peter Goldmark says these inmates were indispensable in a year when fires raged across the West and crews were spread thin.
We were scraping the bottom of the barrel for resources, and we're very grateful for this vital labor force.
To get on a firefighting crew, inmates have to be within 4 years of their release date and meet other qualifications. Christopher Hinderman is serving time for drug manufacturing. He says it felt good to do something decent for the community. He also says after two 16-day stints in the Carlton Complex, they were exhausted.
Never think someone would say, hey, let's get back to prison so we can get some rest, but we were hoping for a break.
Fire crews from Cedar Creek Corrections Center logged 35,000 hours on the fire lines this summer. I'm Austin Jenkins, near Little Rock, Washington.